Because I want you to know it. Yes. I just don't want to know this by myself. I want you to know it. I want to see you blossom. I want to see you rise up in this place, this new breed, this new race, this new kind of man, this person that can't be stopped. Nobody can shake you. Nobody can move you. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can discourage you. This new kind of man, this new breed, this new race, this God kind of man, God had raised up for this very hour for you to walk in and all the chaos around you, and it can't stop you and discourage you. Listen, I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it once more. This is why Satan, you listen to me good now. This is why he don't want you to pray. This is why it's why some of you have such a hard time coming on prayer line. You hadn't made the decision to deal with it. You think you can just ease by. And your flesh and Satan and your mind is trying to keep you tied down because he knows, because this is how I got here. He knows if you ever get in this word, some light gonna shine in places that hadn't been shining. And you're gonna see some things that you never seen before. And you're gonna realize, man, what in the world? Because, see, if you don't watch it, you think because you got a smart mind, you can figure out everything. But your mind cannot go into the realm of the spirit just like your nose can't see me. Close your eye and try to look at me with your nose. You'll never see me. Hallelujah. And this is why he fought us so hard. And what it's doing is hindering our children. That baby come out of the womb, you ought to have the name of Jesus in his mouth. When he said that day, he ought to be saying Gigi. But we'll tell him all the other words, but we'll never bring up Jesus. You know I'm telling the truth. You have him saying all the other words. Daddy, mama, and all, some of them you shouldn't be having them say. But if you want something to work for him, put that word in his, put that name. Let him grow up talking the name, believe in the name. Thank you, Jesus. So, this is why he fought so hard. But you know what? The Lord said, expose that raster today. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, what you do with what I bring forth by the Spirit of God, it's up to you. But I'm going to get it off of me. Hallelujah. You can walk around and say, well, I did it. That's why I know. And see, I'm working on it now. I refuse to stay. The grace is moving me. Grow in grace. Grow. But you grow in this grace and the knowledge. I refuse to be ignorant. Let me read this and I'll move on. This is why Satan has been fighting us so hard and so long. It's why he filled the church with religion and tradition. That's why he did it. Because he saw men were gullible from the pulpit to the back door. And he filled it with religion and tradition. And because we were gullible, he could smother this truth. But he didn't know. He didn't know because he doesn't know what God knows. Somebody, some people in this earth are going to get these truths and preach them to the body of Christ. And you're one of them. And he happened to pick. I never thought he would choose me to do this. But since he called me, I'm going to give it my best. I'm not going to try to halfway fix it where I think I might hurt your feeling. That's not my purpose in the first place. If you think that's why I'm up here, you should have done been gone. And go on with your little hurt feeling. But I'm up here to tell what thus says the Lord. And God said in his word, I love you. If you can't understand how much he loved you, how many of you got children, you'll give your only son. You won't do it. But he did it. He didn't give one of his son. He gave his what? Only. So, as this truth had been brought forth, have been given in Christ, and Satan had been doing his best to keep this Western world of the Western world part of the church from learning this. Oh yeah. But in the midst of everything, God always has somebody that'll rise up. I'm so grateful. I don't praise the man, but I praise God for letting me come in the contact company of the man. I thank God for Kenneth E. Hagin. God used him to make an impact on my life. I never get over it. And I'm not trying to get over it. So I'm going to get to this verse. If he had known this, otherwise he tried so hard to keep this truth from us. But look at, put up First Corinthians 2:8. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Got to move on. Ooh, this time getting away. I thought I'd been closing now. None of the rulers of this age or world proceed, recognize. And understood this wisdom. None of the rulers of this age or world proceed and what? Recognize and understood this wisdom. Understood this for if they had, what would happen? If they had, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. If they understand this wisdom, which y'all got the classic, I want the regular. I know that wasn't reading like mine. I want the regular amplified, guys. Thank you. None of the rulers of this age recognized, understood this wisdom. See that's what got it. That's what got him. He didn't know God could do that. He thought he was so smart. When he killed, when he got to Adam and got Adam to commit the act that he act, and he killed the man. He knew Adam had become like him, and he knew he was separated from God. He knew that. And he thought he didn't think God knew enough to get Adam away from him again. He didn't think that could happen. If he had known that this was going to happen, he would never put his hand on Jesus. But he fell right into the trap. And God said, I want my church to get this in this hour because what I'm going to do with them and through them, they need to know this so they can walk with me in this. You become unstoppable. Things to you become impossible. They become possible, and for you not to do it, it's impossible that you not do it. You understand? In other words, nothing can stop you from doing it. Whereas it was impossible before you knew this, now you know this, it's possible to do anything. that God said. I got it right now.